It's the Pirates Week for Sunday, October 19th, 2008. Well, I am Ragnar Dansfield, and once again, you have found The Pirates Week, a podcast dedicated to shortwave pirate listening. Hey, no pirates in the news again this week. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. It's not a lot for the show, but when they do make the news, it's typically not in their favor. But we're going to go through a couple relevant forum posts in the internet, including the Free Radio Network, and note stations logged per the Free Radio Weekly. I have a whole bunch of off-air recordings this week and something special from the International Radio Report. Closing up with some thoughts from me, stay tuned. It's a Pirates Week.
Almost live from the Fuking Ionosphere, it's the Pirates Week with Ragnar Dansfjord.
Thanks for joining us once again here at the Pirates Week. I'm going to take care of some housekeeping things here I did want to get out this week. Hey, first up, if you were having some issues with the files that were uploaded over there on Pat Murphy's site on shortwavepirate.info, I've corrected that. I know some people were having some issues on the how the files were coding. Sometimes they were not playing correctly. I have recoded all the files and re-put them up. All of them should be playable, and all of them should be they should play, and they should play correctly. Okay, hey, talking about shortwavepirate.info, there is a new page. I kind of talked about this, or at least let the cat out of the bag last week. But I have a new page up there. It's for Northwoods Radio. He sent me a whole bunch of files. Took me like a day and a half to get them all up there. But Northwoods Radio Archive, he told me it's not the entire archive, but a lot of the good shows over the last 3 or 4 years he has been on the air. And you can take a look at that at the audio download section of shortwavepirate.info. Hey, no pirates in the news. Well, there is one thing, kind of a passing little sad point here. Hugh Hardy passed away. He was the founder and presenter of Radio Carousel, one of the first pirate radio stations in Ireland. Hugh Hardy passed away, and really that's the only thing of note of pirates in the news this week. And really nothing in the blogosphere either. It's been kind of quiet, but it should pick up soon, because we're kind of rolling into the Halloween holiday, and that's always an active time on the pirate shortwave band. So definitely want to, and I've noticed that things are ticking up, and there's a lot of activity on the bands. Let's get into some forum posts, shall we?
The FRN forum postings.
Turning now to the Free Radio Network, that's frn.net/vines. There's not a lot of forum postings, even on the vines as well as the rest of the internet, but there's a couple things I did want to touch on. First up, Doctor Who noted that his cell phone created RFI when charging, And rocking Rick's is, it's the crude switching power supplies in them. It's there was absolutely little to no shielding. Very noisy devices indeed. And I found that when cell phones charge, a 45 government round of the head typically stops them. That's more manly than climbing trees there, Al. Over in the workshop forum, Chips Deluxe uses his first post on the FRN to ask for a copy of a pirate radio and video by Newton C. Braga. That's pirate radio and video by Newton C. B-R-A-G-A. Braga. He needs the pages covering the 4-watt tube FM exciter. Hey, welcome to the asylum, Chips. There, your Thorazine will be duly administered. Hey, and from the Free Radio Weekly, number 662, covering logs from October 11th to the 18th, 2008. And I'd have to say there is definitely an uptick in station activity this week. There is a lot of stations heard. Halloween is approaching, and Halloween is typically one of the busiest times in the year for shortwave pirates. You should be hearing a lot of activity in the next couple weeks. So stations being heard this last week include Balls to the Wall Radio, Captain Morgan, Conorad Radio, Liquid Radio, not the BBC, Radio Appalachia, Radio for Ruminants, Radio Free Speech, Radio Paisano, The Wave, Victory Radio, WAHR, that's All Automated Halloween Radio, and WHYP, the Brown Yard Memorial Station, WHYP. Didn't catch them lately. Going to have to keep an ear out for them. Hey, and QSLs being reported being received this week include the stations of Northwoods Radio, with both George Zeller and Ed Insinger reporting something in their mailboxes from Northwoods Radio.
Turan from of MAC, and you are listening to the Pirates Week.
Okay, thanks there, Ultraman. That's going to lead us right into the off-air recording segment, and I got a whole bunch of them. I found these first ones on the Pirates Week drop this morning. You can upload files to the drop at drop.io/Pirates Week, and there's links on the contributors page of the show notes. Hey, the first ones here were recorded by The Web in Florida on his Drake SW8 and 175 feet of in-fed random wire antenna. He got Radio Conorad on the 18th, 6925 Upper Sideband, just after midnight UTC. Take a listen to Radio Conorad as received in Florida.
Digimon and Dark Attack. What do you have to say for a test?
Next up, the web also caught Iron Man Radio, the SIO 444 going into Central Florida. This is around 0400 as recorded by the web Iron Man Radio.
And the truth here on the Scrappy Schwab Show on Iron Man Radio. If you'd like a QFO from Iron Man Radio, send a reception report to P.O. Box 1, Belfast, New York, 14711. That's P.O. Box 1, Belfast, New York, 14711, and be sure to include the postage for the cost of mailing up QFL. Well, that's about it. We're about ready to wrap another one up here tonight, and so this is old Scruffy Schwab, and I'll catch you next time.
And one last one from the web. And hey, the web, you need to turn down the input into your recordings. The recordings here are just a little bit hot, but they're still good. He caught Wolverine Radio 6925 Upper Sideband the 18th of October around 0130. This is Wolverine Radio.
The program came to you from Hollywood. Gene Arthur and Robert Morley when they star in the compelling drama Yesterday's Magic on Theatre Guild on the Air tonight. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.
And like I said, all three of those were found on the Pirates Week drop. That's drop.io/Pirates Week. And thanks to the web for those submissions. Hey, I caught Dead Cat Radio 6925 Upper Side Band the 18th of October 1330 to 1408. An astounding SINPO 45444. This is Dead Cat Radio.
Meow.
Radio.
Hey, and what do you know? The Axis also caught the broadcast of Dead Cat Radio, and this is how he heard it. Next up, I caught WAHR 6925 Upper Sideband the 17th of October around 2352 or so. That's WAHR, Automated Halloween Radio, computerized voice IDs and bits. And hey, if you listen closely, right in the beginning here, you can catch a little bit of Ride Captain Ride, which was the pirate station The Wave. But he quickly went off air, presumably to give WAHR the frequency. Automated Halloween Radio definitely had the stronger signal. But right here in the beginning, you can catch a little bit of The Wave as the two signals kind of coexisted on the frequency, 6925.
This is WAHR, Automated Halloween Radio. This is WAHR, Automated Halloween Radio. You are listening to WAHR, Automated Halloween Radio. I am the Pirate Romantic 2000. I will scare you. Who are you scared? No. Who did that scare you? No. Oh. Now that was scary, wasn't it? Now I will do some impressions. This is the great bell on the old sea.
La. La. I want to stop your love. La.
This is the great sea bear Lauren.
Johnny, don't you smell my nothing? No.
Johnny.
No.
This is Elvira, mistress of the dark. Look at my dying nostrils. Aren't they scary? No. Too bad. Now stop looking at them unless you are an NBA star or a billionaire. Stupid men. You are listening to WAHR, Automated Halloween Radio. Here is some scary stuff.
And let's do one last final off-air recording. This is going to come from Sea Lord down in Florida using his Tentec RX340. Betty Boop Radio, 6925 AM this morning, 1239 UTC. This is Sunday morning. Sea Lord writes, great signal this morning into Florida with a little bit of fading, but really good audio. Take a listen to Betty Boo Radio.
Halloween party. wonderful show is all over now. I've come back from the just for this very grave occasion. Hey, I just remembered something. Just before Rodo disappeared, he said something about QSLs. Some of the people here at this way happening party are telling me that you can rock to this show just by sending a letter or a reception report or a dead toad to Betty Boo Radio, P.O. Box 28413, Providence, Rhode Island, 02908. Why don't you give that a try, and maybe we'll send you some 100-proof ectoplasm or some such. Well, we got a whole lot of guests lined up for the show, so why don't we get back to some great music?
The Pirates Week Podcast, your home for shortwave pirate information. PiratesWeek.info. That's PiratesWeek.info.
Does anyone around here still have a radio? Anyone here at all? Anyone here at all?
There's no little black spot on the sun today. It's gonna start up there. It's the same old thing as yesterday. It's gonna start up there.
Sunspot alert. SpaceWeather.com reported October 11th, a new cycle sunspot belonging to Cycle 24 is emerging from the sun's northeastern limb, the third time in as many weeks that a new cycle sunspot has interrupted the year's remarkable run of blank suns. The accelerating pace of new cycle production is an encouraging sign that while solar activity remains very low, the cycle is unfolding more or less normally. We are not stuck in a permanent solar minimum.
Okay. Hey, you know how long I have been sitting on that Eurythmics tune? Hasn't been a sunspot in a while. And, of course, that was from the World of Radio with the sunspot alert there. Okay, Kay, moving along from CKUT's International Radio Report this week. It was a pretty good show this week. Janice was solo, but there were several good sound clips to grab for an enterprising op, if you know what I mean. Hey, I know I'm stretching the pirate radio theme with this next segment, but hey, it's about a calendar that is featuring radio towers, and that's why I am playing this bit, the radio tower calendar. Yeah, take a listen to this.
Alrighty, what else do we have up next? Scott Feibusch, who runs the Northeast Radio Watch website, also has a really special thing that he puts out every year. And for those of you radio buffs out there, I know you don't look at the Sports Illustrated calendar of girls in bikinis or any of those Playboy calendars. I know what you find sexy, boys. What you find sexy is the Tower Site calendar. Oh, yeah. Those tall, erect, hard metal structures. You love them, and you know it. So Scott Feibusch has brought out the 2009 Tower Site calendar. And the photo calendar for 2009 with hams and SWLs in mind, and broadcast band DXers as well. That may be the best way to describe a rather impressive calendar that shows some very impressive transmission towers as photographed by veteran radio writer Scott Feibusch. In his travels, Feibusch has photographed hundreds of towers. This includes tall towers to some downright pretty towers. He also has taken photos of funny-shaped towers, like the very rare Blawnox Diamonds, as used by Nashville's famed WSM and WLW, as well as towers in spectacular locations. Now he is making some of the best photos as part of his own TowerSite 2009 calendar. The calendar features 14 full-color, high-quality images of transmitter sites in all corners of the United States and Canada. Site pictures include WNYM in New Jersey, KNBR in San Francisco, CFFX in Kingston, Ontario, to mention only a few. It sells for $19, and you can get it at www.fibush.com. That's www.fybush.com.
Hey, Hey, Janice did mention during her show that she will read copy for cash. Yeah, I think I may have something around. I'm moving along. Hey, possible no show next week, or maybe I'll just do a Pirates Week brief. It's going to be Sunday is definitely going to be full, and not sure if I'm going to be able to get something out. It'll either be late or a brief. I'm not sure. But there is some good listening over the next few weeks. Halloween is approaching, and Halloween is the one of the most, if not the most, busiest times for listening for pirate radio, for shortwave pirate radio of the year. It's the time around Halloween is very, very active. 69.25, of course, your best bet. 69.35, 69.50, 69.55, and MAC plays on down there by 68.50. All some good frequencies to keep an ear to over the Halloween season. And over this, just this last week, activity has picked up considerably, and I'm sure over the next couple weeks you will continue to hear a lot of activity on the pirate bands. So what else? Oh, hey, Mayor, Michigan Area Radio Enthusiasts, they have a couple de-expeditions scheduled if you're in the Great Lakes area. If you're a member of Mayor, hey, I'm going to try to stop by at least to one of their de-expeditions and see all the great gang over there at the Michigan Area Radio Enthusiasts, and great bunch of guys. Should be a fun time. So what did we learn this week? Well, we learned a few things. We learned the sun, in fact, does not hate us, and it may be starting a new cycle. We also learned the Pirates Week drop is starting to be active. It's drop.io/Pirates Week. And, hey, 2 weeks with little to no news, and I can still pull a show out of somewhere. And finally, Janice knows what radio listeners really want. Hey, until next week, gang, as always, thank you for listening.
From the Boat Anchor Soft Glow to your MP3 player via the World Wide Web, we meld the oldest and the newest audio technology. Welcome to the Pirates Week.
That's piratesweek.info.
You are without doubt the worst pirate I've ever heard of.
But you have heard of me.
I know what you find sexy, boys. What you find sexy is, oh yeah, those tall, erect, hard metal structures. You love them, and you know it.